This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Fantasy Fest starts down in Key West, Florida today, sort of a 10-day rolling street party for people with free time and some extra money. It's always a boost to the economy in the Keys, $30 million worth or so, money that is all the more important this year after the destruction left by Hurricane Irma. But a lot of the people who live down in the Keys and work in the all-important tourism industry are still digging out from the storm. WLRN's Nancy Klinginer reports now from Key West.
A couple weeks after Irma crossed the Florida Keys as a Category 4 hurricane, Governor Rick Scott was back in town, his fifth post-storm visit to the island chain. Standing behind him were the public officials you'd expect, the mayor, the police chief, the sheriff, but also a lot of people holding conch shells. The conch is the symbol of the Florida Keys, and the locals greeted Scott with a chorus.
But where we are today is we are absolutely open for business. And our job is to make sure everybody comes back in droves. Our jobs are tied to it. Our livelihood is tied to it. It's the most important thing we can do for all of our families.
About 75,000 people live in the Keys, but 5 million people visit here every year. The county estimates tourism provides almost $3 billion annually to the local economy. And more than half of that tourism business takes place in Key West, the island at the end of the Overseas Highway. Virginia Panico is head of the Key West Chamber of Commerce.
The hotels are ready. The restaurants are ready to serve up the food, the drinks, the bars. The attractions are ready to go. And we welcome everybody and encourage everybody to come on down and support your Key West folks.
The Keys Tourism Agency is spending $1 million on advertising to bring back tourists.
Hurricane Irma may have knocked out our power, but here in the Florida Keys, we've never been more connected.
The ads are running nationally and in major markets. The campaign uses the slogan, "We Are One," with the familiar US 1 sign for the road that runs from Key West all the way up to Maine. But that same road, which most visitors take to reach Key West, also runs right through the areas that got the most severe damage from Irma.
We've had buses going through and taking pictures.
Jim Ensminger is a retired firefighter who lives on Big Pine Key, about 30 miles from Key West. His house did okay, but his neighborhood saw some of the worst damage from the storm. He says Key West's quick recovery has been impressive, but he'd like to see some of the resources that got the city back open devoted to helping those up the road.
People should come first. The residents should come first. Then the tourists.
Key West's mayor, Craig Cates, says they are helping, directly and by making sure the jobs a lot of Lower Keys residents rely on are still there.
Because we're in a hurry to get Key West open and back up in business doesn't mean that we're not concerned or care for our neighbors and what they're going through. But this is all part of the recovery process, and we need to all work together for this.
After the immediate challenges of cleaning up storm debris and bringing back visitors, Keys business owners are facing a more difficult task, finding permanent housing for the people who clean the hotels and serve the drinks. That's because many of them lost their homes. In Key West, Florida, I'm Nancy Klinginer for Marketplace.